Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we got Congressman Troy Nels coming up to cover the waterfront. Next segment, and he'll be with us about 40 minutes, and I'll finish up with all the callers that they want to hold, but I want Nurse Keith to be able to finish up. Look, we tried to sell a nitric boost like 2 years ago, and then Dr. Mikovits, who's a big scientist, said, oh, that's one of the best formulas. All the things in it are so good. I hadn't taken it yet. I just knew it was high rated. People wanted it and had good ratings, so we got it and we're selling it. Private label of our top-selling brand. I started taking it, and I don't have issues in the bedroom, but I was like, whoa, it's like I'm 16 again. What? Because, I mean, I've taken Viagra and stuff a few times just to see what it would do. It had a bigger effect than that. Okay, I mean, almost to an annoying level. I'm like, wow, I mean, you know, I'm 50 now, and I'm not trying to get graphic here, but when you hit, you know, 40 or so, or even when you're in your 30s, you don't start. Remember, you'd be like 16 in class, and for no reason, you'd get a large erection. It's the same thing. It's like, whoa, what's in that? Well, it's doing things the rest of your body. We don't sell it as that. But that's what it does. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. And you're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds, the concentrates. We got 3.5 minutes to break. You've got the floor. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Well, Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits, you know, helping this person's circulation or, you know, getting them, I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. Not the same stuff. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
Well, I want to be clear. So I could buy the stuff Walmart sells. I could sell this. I said you had the floor, but I want to be clear. We could sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force. Okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated. Sorry, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I buy it. And, you know, that's why I've been talking to you off and on for the last 20-some years. And so I have faith in InfoWars because I feel like it's almost my company. And
it is yours.
Yeah, I feel like it. And so, no, I love these products. And the I don't want to bore everybody with all the specifics of, you know, throw this particular nutraceutical at this particular problem. It's not that hard to figure this stuff out. If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the nitrate boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. So the VasoBeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it, not going to do a damn thing. And the doctors, they see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days, and hopefully we won't have to cut your leg off, but we'll see you then. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have. And it's basic stuff, but it's just the best on the market. Get it for 50% off. I almost feel bad sometimes.
No. We have a lot of bills, and it's hard to fight, but when I say it's your show, you're the reason. Listen, I'm going to do like a five-hour commercial-free show, probably not this Saturday, but next Saturday, for medical workers to call in and just tell their experiences with the shots, everything going on. I'd like to have you on for 20 minutes, uninterrupted. If you give us your name and number, John won't forget, the producers won't forget, hopefully, because I forget too. They're not bad. I'm worse than them. And we'll get you on for 20 minutes commercial-free to tell stories, but not about our products, just in general what supplements are doing. Because there's other good ones out there too, okay? You don't have to get them from us. But the point is, ours are the best you're going to find. Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number. The congressman's coming up. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're blessed to have one of the best congressmen in Congress, Representative Troy Nehls. And I won't go over his whole background, but he represents the 22nd District in Texas. He serves on the House Judiciary Committee and on the House Transportation Infrastructure Committees. Prior to serving in Congress, Nell served 30 years in law enforcement and served our country 21 years in the U.S. Army Reserve. He deployed on combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, among other places. He retired with the rank of major and is a recipient of 2 Bronze Star medals. Congressman Nell's served 8 years as sheriff of Fort Bend County, Texas. He's also the author of 2 books, The Big Fraud and Borderless by Design. Nell's, N-E-H-L-S dot house.gov, and Representative Troy Nehls on X. And we appreciate him coming on the broadcast, talk about his book, talk about the FISA fight and the sound investigations information that came out and his book and more. Thank you so much, Congressman, for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you today. I hope am I violating any rules smoking my cigar? I love a good Ashton in the afternoon.
No, I do too. And, you know, they're trying to ban all tobacco for anyone that's 15 or younger, even when they grow up in the UK and they want to use a digital AI national ID to control that. That is scary.
Yeah, I tell you something, a good Ashton in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening. It's a great, great mild cigar. I'll have to send you one or two. I think you'll like him. You'll really, really like him.
I have been quite a cigar aficionado since I was out of high school, and Ashton is a good, classic, clean, mild. I'm a mild guy. I'm not a tough guy with, like, the Churchills and stuff. I like a good, mild cigar, so I'm actually an Ashton fan.
Very well. We agree.
Wow. Look, you've got the, quote, courage to come on here because you'll get demonized for doing it, but that's what we want to be. We want to be demonized by the corporate lying, deceptive press, but your law enforcement background, your military background, watching where America is today and what's happening to Trump, the persecution, the deep state, how would you describe the moment America's in? And then let's plunge into all the topics.
We have a crisis on every corner. This country's on fire. Matter of fact, it's just not our country. It's the entire globe. I just left the rules here, and I have an amendment on some of these supplemental packages, these aid packages that we have. I can't support the Ukrainian aid. I just won't do it. It's $61 billion. I can't do it. I never have. And now we got Israel. They want to give some support to Israel. But when you look at the Israel bill, and I just got off out of the rules room, I said, listen, there's $9 billion of the 20-something billion that you're going to give to Gaza. I told them, I said, I tell you, the squad wrote page 11 of the 25-page bill because it doesn't say that the aid will go to Israel. It's not specific, but it's going to go to Gaza. And so this administration is trying to play both sides of that war over there between Israel and Gaza, because 100,000 people up there in Michigan, Alex, were one out of every 5 voters in the primary in Michigan weren't committed. They're not committed to Joe Biden. So he's trying to play both sides of the road by using our taxpayer dollars to appease both sides. I can't support any of this stuff. It's un-American, and it's America last.
Well, I totally agree. And you're a combat veteran. You've been over there for a long time, so you know more than I do or most of the listeners. But to me, it's like Biden giving $6 billion to Iran. We know Hezbollah advised Hamas when they attacked Israel. And then we go back to funding both sides again. And it's just this overall mission of destabilization. And you've got now record numbers of Islamists being brought into the country. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, I think, quite honestly, I have done some interviews. I believe that nothing is going to take place in Ukraine. The war over in Ukraine is not going to end until Donald Trump becomes president. And I predict by April 1st, Putin will be out of Ukraine. That's what I believe. The only one that can really get this deal done is Donald Trump, because Putin doesn't respect this current president. But he had a lot of love and respect, quite honestly, from Donald Trump. And your viewers have to understand, he never went in. Putin never went into Ukraine under Donald Trump's 4 years. He did under Obama, took Crimea in 2014. And then he went in, obviously, under Joe Biden here. So I think Putin respects fierce adversaries. I think he looked at Trump as one of those equals, those fierce adversaries, and he wasn't going to toy with him. Neither did little Rocket Man up there with, dealing with South Korea. And neither did China. So we've got problems around the globe because this administration is just, there's so much weakness with this administration, and our adversaries exploit that weakness.
Congressman Nels, why do you think all hell broke loose, like a light switch got flipped, as soon as Biden got in, 27, 28 months ago? It's 3 years and 3-4 months. As soon as he got in, all hell broke loose. What happened?
Well, all hell broke loose when you look at let's just focus on the United States and our own borders. All hell broke loose as it related to inflation and as it related to energy, because what Joe Biden did is reverse many of Donald Trump's policies related to oil and gas. I mean, if you just look at the canceling the Keystone and other things like that, this administration wants to move to green. They're actually trying to jam it down our throat. I know we're transitioning, into more, emission carbon-free type stuff. But this administration is trying to jab it down the throat. But the big issue was, and the one that to me was most disturbing, and I think is on the top of the minds of the American people today, is reversing all of Trump's policies related to the southern border. And it was even before January 20th, when Joe Biden was inaugurated, before January 20th, he was inviting people from across the globe. Come on over, America's open, come on. Come on in here. And he was inviting people. That's why you got over, 150, 160 countries that have entered through our southern border. But it's all by design. And that's really the purpose of the book. So this has been, this is all self-induced disaster for the American people. He could change his policies, but he's not going to do it. Joe Biden wants these people to come in here, and I explain a lot of those details as to why this is all by design with this administration.
My first documentary I made in 1997 was called America Destroyed by Design. I have read your book. It's excellent. Everybody should get it. Borderless by Design. It's key to understand. People always go, oh, the liberals are idiots. Oh, the environmentalists are morons. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. They are dissolving the country, bringing in replacement migration, bringing in new voters, even if they don't vote right away, which a lot of them we know are, and in blue cities are giving them driver's license, letting them vote publicly. It changes congressional apportionment. And this crisis is so bad. I know Tucker Carlson had some journalists on that say the numbers more like 20 plus million are in the country since Biden got in. How does this get reversed? I mean, can we even turn it around if Trump gets in?
Well, Donald Trump said he's going to do it. And Donald Trump, by the way, the greatest president in my lifetime, a great leader. I respect the man. Donald Trump, he's always right. He said that we're going to have to do some type of a mass deportation. With the millions that you have here, let's just focus on the bad hombres first. We got millions of them over here that have committed crimes. They're in our jails. They have ice holds. Let's get them out. But then let's make damn well sure that they just can't come back in within 12 months. And I say 12 months because as my time as sheriff in a very large county in Fort Bend County, Texas, we interviewed some of these guys that killed some of our residents, and they've been deported 6 previous times. So I tried to get into their heads and say, how do you get deported 6 times? Well, when we got deported, it took about a year. It took about a year to come back. So we got to find a way, if we're going to send somebody out of this country, that they just can't come in here as freely as they have been for the past several years. So we've got to find a way to deport. Number one, let's focus on the bad hombres, the criminals. Let's get them out and then figure out what we're going to do about the others. But that is going to be, that's going to require an enormous amount of logistics, Alex. That's going to be a logistical nightmare, quite honestly.
Well, you've been a sheriff, you've been a combat veteran, you're a congressman, so you understand all this. But I like to strike at the head of something. And if you have NGOs that are still getting State Department money to flood the border and run these refugee camps and invite people to come here, and Biden saying, when I win the election, we know he stole it, immediately surge the border, then I know that if I set up refugee camps on the border, as if I had the money, and if I was bringing in criminals and drug smugglers and people with you know, murder rap sheets, I would get indicted for racketeering very quickly. So if we controlled the Justice Department, it'd be very easy to go in and indict the heads of these NGOs that are doing this. Here's a few headlines. Illegal alien accused of killing advisor to Democrat Catherine Cortez. Okay, Matzo. We've got suspect in death of Senator Cortez, advisor entered U.S. illegally. DHS. And then I've got more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About it in my first book, The Big Fraud, because I believe that that election, quite honestly, was rigged, if not stolen. And if you look at these swing states and what they did under COVID rules, remember we had the national emergency declaration. I'll give you an example there in Wisconsin. Governor Evers, he's a nut job from the far left. 1.3 million votes, 1.3 million mail-in votes. Mail-in vote. That's a lot of ballots coming in, 1.3 million, and they only rejected. They rejected less than 3,000. And he used this argument about, well, we've got COVID, 6 feet. So he called this a safer at home emergency declaration. Just give everybody a ballot by mail. Make it universal. Don't worry about signature verification. Just say you're indefinitely confined. I am telling you, the rules under COVID, under the emergency declaration we had, was there, and many, many governors, secretaries of state, large town mayors use that to rig this election in rig the election in 2020. We must make sure it doesn't happen in 2024.
Now, shifting gears into a story that affects me, and I hate to be Gonzo journalist to bring myself into it, but I asked you when we were texting with the producer to send topics you wanted to cover, because I wanted to get into FISA, I wanted to get into the border, the election, all those things we've already partially covered, but you wanted to tie, because it is tied together, FISA and the Sound Investigations video that exploded last week with a former FBI agent, current CIA, admitting what we already know in the whole Sandy Hook thing. I never said those things, never did those things. The media made it a huge deal, built a straw man. They defaulted me in court. And then we know that the chief FBI agent, his name will pop in my head in a minute, in Connecticut, is the guy that admits he created the suit, created the PR, ran the whole thing, and then they admit it as an attempt to take me off air. So it just shows the level of what the deep state will do to get a talk show host. And I don't feel sorry for myself because Trump has dealt with 1,000 times this, but they admit that they are setting this precedent to use it against everybody.
Yeah. When you watch the video, you're talking about this Blevins guy, and he was the former FBI. I think he worked for DHS for a while. And now CIA, and they get him on video. I guess it was a video. He probably didn't know he was being videoed, but he was talking about you. He's going to do everything he can to try to chop your legs off and try to take all of your money. He also talked a little bit about not only you, but he mentioned Elon Musk, and I think he talked about Tucker Carlson. He's a little loud. We got to shut this guy up, do everything we can to shut him up, too. So they have weaponized, and the American people know that this DOJ, the FBI, the DOJ, they're doing everything they can to weaponize those agencies to go after individuals that have a dissenting point of view. But we also need to make sure that just because this guy says it doesn't mean it's all true, right? So I don't know. He kind of looked like a little weird duck, in my opinion. When you just watch him, I'm thinking, I got to confirm or deny with what this guy is saying is true. You know, in one area is about the FBI agents in the J6 crowd. He mentions like 20. Well, my humble opinion, we need to get judiciary. We need to get our chairman, Jim Jordan. I serve on judiciary to say, hey, listen, let's get a subpoena. Let's get this guy in front of our committee and try to confirm or deny some of the things that he said in that video. Because if we can confirm what he said in that video, I think all hell to pay. You, Tucker, I mean, we need to expose the FBI if they had those agents in that January 6th crowd. We need to expose it all because the American people deserve truth, Alex. They deserve truth. Right now, I can't trust this administration, and unfortunately, I can't trust this government.
Well, that's right. We have the footage that other Congress folks have showed where they arrest people that look like they're Trump supporters, then they give them high fives, take the handcuffs off. We know those were federal agents. So it's come out that they lied. The Jan 6 committee was improperly formed. They've now destroyed all their evidence because it's a trail. But I know the former FBI, current CIA, Gavin O'Blevis fellow, but William Oldenburg was the chief counsel of the FBI in Connecticut. We'll put his picture on screen. He testified in the show trial in Connecticut that he went and initiated the families and all of them and ran the entire operation. So that's the point, is that it's not just this guy's senior. You know, Gavin O'Blevis, you can say, well, he's just a technical guy that goes and sets things up and works for the CIA as well. This guy is senior. He's senior in all of this.
Yeah, and, you know, there's many of us up here that really don't support the leadership of the FBI. And I have to be clear, as a sheriff, you know, we worked with the FBI and a lot of different task forces to get a lot of bad hombres off the streets in the great state of Texas. And I support, I think it's the...
Oh, I've had average FBI and federal marshals and federal judges give me intel on big stories, but they're compartmentalized. It's those key units that are doing the bad.
It's the leadership, Alex, that needs to be addressed. It's Christopher Wray and it's Mayor Garland. We need to focus on the leadership, and you're going to probably have to maybe get down to even mid-level managers. But the only way this is going to be resolved is with a new president.
That's right.
You need Donald Trump. This country is begging for leadership. And Donald Trump is the only man that I know. Is the only man I know that can bring that leadership back to this country and make us great again. No one else can do it but Donald J. Trump.
What is the deep state, you know, the Justice Department, the bad guys at the top and bad women, what are they, don't they know? I know they know everything's backfiring. These indictments of Trump, even Axelrod said it needs to stop, but they just can't quit. It's backfiring. What are they going to do?
Well, Alvin Bragg's up there. I think he's embarrassing himself. And when you look at Letitia James, they're all, every one of these individuals have an axe to grind. I kind of find, they do not like Donald Trump. It's quite clear. They hate Donald Trump. They're going to do everything they can to try to damage him and his character. This Stormy Daniels trial up there is shameful, this hush money trial. The feds didn't want to do anything with it. So then all of a sudden you get Alvin Bragg and these others and Smith, Jack Smith, to go in and say, well, we need to bring these charges forward, these misdemeanors that we're going to make felonies because they were, you know, they were taking reports and misclassifying reports, all this other stuff. It's just a way to keep Donald Trump from becoming the next president. They're going to do everything they can to keep him from becoming the 47th president. But I think the American people are paying attention to this, too. And they know that they're weaponizing their individual offices, whether it's the attorney general's offices or the district attorney offices across this country. The American people aren't buying it. They truly aren't buying this thing.
Well, look at Biden. Look at Biden. He tries to go in grocery stores and gas stations and restaurants. No one wants to talk to him. People hear Trump is in a business 2 minutes. Thousands run there in New York howling for him. I mean, this is, and I know you're on the ground talking to your constituents in Texas. I'm seeing the same thing. I've never seen such explosive support and such an awakening.
Yeah, and you think that when they try to put this A-team together, whether it's Jack Smith or Letitia Peekaboo James and all these other phony Fanny. I mean, look at how she was embarrassed with some of her activities or extracurriculars with this guy, her boyfriend, I guess, that really never, ever tried a felony case. And where is that boyfriend and others? They're in the White House talking to this administration on how to go after Donald Trump in Georgia and everywhere else. But I'm telling you, I thought that, let's be honest, too, I think that James Comer, on oversight.
Hold on, Congressman. We only got 10 minutes left. A short break. Congressman Troy Nels is our guest. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
America first, folks, is what it's all about. And Congressman Troy Nels is all about that. His book is a bestseller, Borderless by Design. Get it at Amazon.com and other places. Find him on X, Representative Troy Nels, and at nels.house.gov, N-E-H-L-S. All right, we only got 7 minutes left. I know you're a busy man. We appreciate that you gave us so much time today. You were finishing up a point about Congress folks and what they think, and the break hit. And then I want to get your view on this FISA, because I was reading that now the Senate's going to change it where it makes all the businesses join in on the spying and all the rest of this. And then I wanted to ask you overall about even what Dr. Phil's talking about, the UN treaty and how they want new lockdowns, how the left wants it, how they want to control our bodies. Federal court ruled a couple days ago that the government can give kids shots without parental consent. I want you to hit that the time we have left, sir. But first off, finish your story.
Well, you know, there are many of us up here, and my hat's off to James Comer from Oversight and obviously Jim Jordan with Judiciary. We believe we've exposed this administration, Joe Biden, his corrupt family and his extended family on just how corrupt they are and the abuses and the weaponization that's been used a lot, that term weaponization of agencies such as the CIA and the FBI to go after people, go after the American citizens, go after individuals like you, to go after Catholics, to go after anybody that has a dissenting point of view, but no one more than Donald J. Trump. So we're doing the best we can. You can't really get the dishonest media to support us because they're not playing it. So we have to have outlets like you and Tucker and Newsmax and even a little bit of Fox to go out there to try to expose this administration for just how corrupt they are. So hats off to some of us up here that are doing everything we can to expose just how corrupt this government is.
I know you were really concerned about the Pfizer reauthorization. Why are you concerned?
Yeah. Well, because number one, look at what they did to Carter Page, and they spied on Carter Page, a great American. They spied on him. Why? Because he was associated with Donald Trump. And so they lied about him. They got warrants on him, which really weren't valid warrants. And the IGs exposed all of this stuff. So you feel bad for a guy like that. And that's not what Pfizer was ever intended to do. It was never intended to spy on American citizens. It was foreigners, even in foreign lands, not even while they're over here. So it's been abused. You can't trust the FBI. I wasn't going to reauthorize it for the FBI. But what happens? We got into a position now. Pfizer passes, and it doesn't even require a warrant. And I think that's dangerous. To me, it violates many of our Fourth Amendment protections in our Constitution. And I was truly, truly disappointed in our speaker and others that supported to be able to get without having a warrant. A warrant requirement. Shame on them for doing this.
And then we've got all these federal judges and state judges releasing illegal aliens who've already been arrested for all sorts of heinous crimes. I mean, what are they, this defunding the police, the crime wave? Why would Democrats do that?
Well, I think the more confusion you have over here, and the more then the American people are going to rely on the government to try to help them. So this is interesting, too. We talked about the border. You could talk about inflation, gas, you know, grocery prices, this, that. But the crime, too, I think the crime has the American people upset. And that shouldn't be a partisan issue. I mean, if you're a Democrat, you care about getting robbed in your driveway or somebody breaking into your home. You're upset about that, too. But if you look at the crime that's taking place in our country, much of it is taking place in the inner cities. And when you look at the inner cities and the most dangerous cities, they've been run by Democrat mayors for decades. I example, the St. Louis, the most dangerous city in America, has had a mayor, Democrat mayor, since 1949. Baltimore's next, 1967. New Orleans, 1872. Think about that. They've had Democrat mayors in some of those cities for decades. And the people are starting to get irritated. They're starting to push back and say, if we want to keep our people safe in our own communities, we need to change direction. We have to change direction. Because it's not the Democrats that are going to do it.
Well, that's right. And there's a total political realignment happening and a major populist beachhead and the old rhinos and people being kicked out of the Republican Party. But since I mentioned this, let me just shift gears to the UN treaty they're trying to cram through that we know the Biden administration is heavily involved in. Here is Dr. Phil McGraw saying, you better have a plan. Dr. Phil urges people to prepare their resistance against the next lockdown. We know it's leaked that the left all over the world wants that for control. Germany's trying to ban driving cars on the weekend. Tyranny alert. Court rules Federal PrEP Act protects forced vaccination without parental consent. I mean, these people are literally coming for our bodies. They say abortion, but that's a human. It has rights. No, the UN is saying our bodies are owned by them. What are you working on? What is Congress doing to stop this and stand up against the next viral power grab they're going to try to use if Trump gets reelected?
I think we're doing a decent job here in the House trying to expose Fauci and others and look into COVID and the way that was rolled out. I think Rand Paul on the Senate side is doing a hell of a job trying to expose Fauci, who eventually should be placed in cuffs and go to prison for what he's done. But the sad part about all this, Alex, is that obviously COVID killed millions of people across the entire globe. And there are many of us that are expressing our concern about the truthfulness of our government and COVID. How was it released from the Wuhan lab? It coming over here. And I think that there are many people concerned about that. But the sad part is, guys like me who really feel right now that I can't trust the government to tell me the truth about health issues. If there truly is another pandemic, a global pandemic that is truly serious, much more serious than COVID was, I think we're going to lose tens of millions of people because there will be people not willing to listen to the government. That's scary, Alex. It truly is.
It's a systemic loss of trust. Last question, I got to go. I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, I had major issues with McCarthy, but we see Republicans quitting. We see a razor-thin majority of one member in the House. And I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm going to have her on in a couple days. I'm going to ask her the question, and I'm not saying Mike Johnson's great. He's done a lot of things I don't like. He claims Trump supports the Ukraine funding. I don't even know if that's true. So I'm asking you, because I respect you, what do you think about this vacate the chair, go after the next Speaker of the House, and then is Mike Johnson going to quit like McCarthy did, and are we going to give the Democrats a control of the House going into an election? What is your, just briefly, I know you're going to go on that, what's your view?
Yeah, Mike Johnson isn't going to quit. Kevin McCarthy did really quit. He was ousted by the eight. But I don't support this motion to vacate because it took us three weeks. We got into the deep bench to find a speaker. It took 3 weeks to do it. And I think that the American people that gave us the gavel for leadership and trying to do a motion to vacate right now, I think Marjorie's a good gal, this and that. She got Thomas Massie expressing concerns. But I'll guarantee it. Chuck Schumer has already reached out to Hakeem Jeffries and said if they do the motion to vacate, and let's say they can get 10, 15 Republicans that say Mike Johnson has to go, there'll be 10, 15 Democrats that will neutralize that effort made by certain Republicans. So listen, Johnson's going to be here. This is what we have. Every decision we make in the House of Representatives should be in the best interest of getting the White House back. To go through this process, now it could take a month. It doesn't help us at all, quite honestly. Let's focus on Donald J. Trump. This motion to vacate isn't going to go anywhere, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I just tend to agree with you. I get the purist thing of, like, he's not doing some good things. And to be clear, I meant after McCarthy was ousted, he left. And I wish he wouldn't have done that. So do you think, I mean, I don't want you to portend something negative, but just be straight shoot us, you're a Texan. Do you think we're about to lose the House? Because we've already had so many members leave. Well, why do you think so many members are leaving, so many Republicans?
Well, I think they get fed up with some of the games and the antics that we've seen. Come on, this has been somewhat embarrassing for the past several months, what we've done. The American people gave us the gavel, and if they don't give us the gavel in the next session, we've probably done it to ourselves. We've earned it then. But I just think it's got to stop. And right now, having the presidency, having the White House, is the most important thing. You know, you could have the House of Representatives, not have the Senate. If you don't have the White House, you don't really have anything, folks. Let's be clear. You got to get the White House back. That's Donald J. Trump. You got to get it back. Let's
Representative,
focus on that.
Representative Troy Nehls, the book, Borderless by Design. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
This Willie Nelson Merle Haggard is the best he gets.
The boys tell how Bonjo fell.
He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold.
So the story ends, we're told.
Bonjo needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. You know, I don't care about knowing all these Hollywood people back when I used to go out to Hollywood being movies and TV shows. It means nothing to me. I've known Willie Nelson for 20 years. Hung out with him a lot. I'm proud of that. Sure, he's politically not straight, but he's a good guy. And Merle Haggard was a listener. He was being scheduled for the show on his new record about chemtrails in the New World Order when he died of pneumonia. So I missed out on having Merle Haggard on. Cool Texas inside baseball stuff. All right, folks, let's go to... Deshaun, I've been holding for almost 2 hours. I appreciate that, while we had the congressman on. Deshaun in Los Angeles, and the order of the calls received. Welcome, Deshaun.
All right, good. I stayed in, Alex. I'm good. No problem, man. Great show.
Like I said, what we're looking at, you're right. Nobody was even talking about the topic, but with permanent drone warfare on the American people, this is what's coming to us.
And you're making a point about drone warfare, but your phone's a little muffled. Talk right in your receiver.
Yeah, so we're looking at permanent drone warfare on the American people. And that's what they might try to do before the election, because we're going to have football games and other outside sports games.
Well, that's right. They can say terrorists did it and the globalists did it, and then the globalists got to worry about humans. They have to stage a false flag. But if they have robots do it, they don't have anybody that can expose them.
Right, but see, another thing, they bringing in Muslims, and they smart. They know how to fly these drones already. And not another thing, Ukraine is in collapse, so some of them soldiers and mercenaries are coming over here in America, and they are mad they lost their country. So they know how to fly them drones as well. And all it's going to take is that people will be walking outside with tinfoil hats for sure if this happens. But if they can do this before the election, they got another reason. This is another lockdown. People will not come outside at all if they know drones are in the sky hunting them down.
Well, brother, I'll tell you this. The sky's the limit. Look at this. Tyranny alert. Court rules federal PrEP Act protects forced vaccinations without parental consent. The government's literally saying they're going to inject our children illegally without our consent. They have thrown down the gauntlet.
Right. Well, it's a genocide right now. A genocide of the American people. And you have to realize that, Alex, they're not after just the Christian white males. They're after the black white males, too.
Brother, I hear you. They are after, brother, they are after all of us. We're together on this. I agree. We're all under attack.
Right. So they poisoning us. And like I say, the police now are murdering American people for the immigrants. Every person they kill, the immigrants are getting our houses. Man, they're going in white people houses, black people houses, smoking, murdering us.
There is no doubt that it's a UN plan for replacement migration. Why do you think they're using Latin Americans for it? Why do you think they're using Latin Americans mainly?
Well, it's the closest place with no border. And the point is, do you know Canada is only 35 million? Okay, we can take, I don't know why we didn't invade Canada and take that as well, period. We should have been took that country over. But, man, with that, they just flooding us, man. Canada don't want to cross our borders. They're using all of South America to just kill us. And they kill us every day by cars, running us over by accident. They break it in our houses and murdering us. They're going on drive-by shooting sprees. They're walking in banks with tellers.
It is true. The illegal alien crime wave is the biggest crime wave right now. And the judges just let them all go. They're definitely being protected.
Right. And like I say, y'all putting y'all white women in fear. The white woman is in fear right now. She know her country is being invaded, bro. We blacks, we would never let our country be invaded. And in California, we love our white women, man. We protect them, bro. None of that's happening over here. We would not let that happen. We stand strong with our white brothers, period, man. We're not going to let this happen, but they're pushing this. They've already kind of ethnic cleansed us out of California, Los Angeles, as far as the black race with the Mexicans. They already killed us all, bro. They pushed us out.
Well, they're definitely creating a clash between us all. We're all together, black, white, brown, but they're definitely trying to get us all kill each other. It's true. Thank you so much, Deshaun. All right, short and long in Canada. Speaking of Canada, I'd rather just have Canada be free than invade them. I'd rather the globalists have already invaded Canada with Justin Trudeau, but go ahead, short and long.
Oh, please do. Alex, man, I feel like you're a brother in a lot of ways, and I got to disagree with you on what you said about Poilievre. We have a uniparty in Canada, and Pierre Poilievre, or however you want to pronounce his name, he's not much better than Trudeau. It's like
no, I got a lot of heat for that. I just know he's been speaking out against the WF and everything else, and I hate Trudeau. Yeah, but I've been schooled, and I'm going to have some special shows on him. So what do you do if Trudeau's controlled and he's controlled too?
You set up a resistance. And what I mean by that is you've had Jeremy McKenzie on before. And he's not looking to overthrow the government or anything, even though they're trying to make him out that way. But you got to find your friends. You got to look at your friends. You got to bring them in. You got to enshrine them. You got to set up your own little mini community, because the government ain't going to do it for you. Daddy's not going to come help you. And something else about drones, okay? Canada just bought a poop load of Reaper drones, you know, with End the Hellfire packages on them. And they're saying, oh, they're going to be great for firefighting. Oh, yeah. So basically what we're going to have here is exactly what you're talking about in the first part of this show. And
by the way, it's all true. I mean, no matter how radical that sounds, our governments run by the WEF are literally at war with us.
Yeah. And, like here in Canada, we have gatekeepers. Like our firearms organizations are all gatekeepers for the Conservative Party. One of the things Jeremy said is like, you know what? You need firearms control, and having self-defense is an enshrined reason for having it. Because if they would have tried, if our firearms works up here would have done that and come out as a self-defense, when they tried the crap after Portapique, they could have pivoted on that and say, you know what? Our firearms works would have said, hey, if these guys were allowed to defend themselves, there wouldn't have been a problem. And, you know, the other thing is Ezra Levant and Rebel News, they're gatekeepers too. I got no time for those guys anymore after what they did to the Coots 4.
All right, well, I don't know all the inside baseball in Canada, but I appreciate your call, brother. Thank you. All right, let's go to last caller ahead of the great, amazing Drew Hernandez taking over. And then Owen Schroyer is going to knock it out of the park 3 p.m. today in about an hour and 6 minutes from now here at Infowars.com/show. Ryan in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Good, good. I just, my wife and I own a heirloom seed farm, so we produce seeds.
Beautiful.
You go to the store and pick a pack and everything else. So I think it's really important that everybody needs to understand how much an ounce of seed can give you and how important it is to garden and support your local seed farm or seed producer.
Yeah, because Bill Gates is trying to buy up all the heirloom seeds. They're trying to shut that down. That's so important.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Well, tell us about your company. Where do people get your seeds?
Well, I can't ship them to the States, so it's not going to matter. So,
we got a lot of Canadian listeners, though. Tell us your company.
Well, our company is Horse and Cart Seed Farms. So we're in BC.
How do you say it again?
Basically, Horse and Cart Seed Farms.
Horse and Cart Seed Farms. Awesome.
Yeah, you betcha. We're open, a pollinated heirloom seed farm. We don't use any chemicals or anything like that.
I love how illegal aliens can ship fentanyl in with the Chi-Coms, but you can't ship Canadian seeds in there. I didn't know that.
So it all depends. You got to get lots of permits and everything. It takes probably 3 to 4 years to get all permitted up if you're lucky. And so it's very difficult, so we don't even make the effort to bother. But it's important for some people to realize how easy it is to catch up on food production with just an ounce of seed. So, for example, like if you had an ounce of tomato seed, that's 2,500 plants. Or if you had squash, an ounce of seed, 75 hills.
And then if it's not hybrid or whatever, or creates more seeds, you have an endless supply out of that.
Yes, you do. You got to think. So if you're growing 50 hills of pumpkin from 1 ounce of seed, you're going to get 2 to 3 pumpkins per hill. So you get thousands of pounds of food for free. And you can save the seed if you get heirloom seed stock.
And that's God's program, is that it just regenerates and it's free.
It is, yeah, it is. It's we have a continual problem in my community, and it's called Not in My Backyard. So a lot of people don't know what it's like to see a farm grow anything to seed. And most of the plants, they look wicked and heinous.
And now there's a war on farmers. Stay there. I want you to finish up when we start the fourth hour. I'll do 5 more minutes, and then Drew Hernandez takes over. I love the callers. Love all the different angles. Love all the diversity. It's beautiful. It's humanity. It's God's plan. And we're going to win. Hour number 4, straight ahead, Infowars.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know, as viewers and listeners, You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.